السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers last week we were discussing the أولياء Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is the friend of the muttaqeen. Allah ta'ala is the wali of the muttaqeen. Only the muttaqeen are the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only the walis, only the muttaqeen, those who have got taqwa, are the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now I was explaining that this word wilayat, different people have explained it in different ways. But last week something came to mind and I started discussing, and that was Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak Rahmatullah Ali. He asked Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali that who is a wali and what are the sifats and qualities of a wali? What are his characteristics? It is easy for every person to claim that I am a wali of Allah Ta'ala. In these days, it is extremely easy. A person holds a long tasbih, wears a long jubba, qubba, and the person can claim that I am a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Wilayat is not sold in the marketplaces, where a person can just go and purchase it with a few dirhams or dinars or rands or cents. When we say that the person is a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he must have certain sifats in him. Certain sifat in him. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes his wali, when Allah ta'ala becomes his friend, Allah ta'ala becomes his protector, then what else does the person need? Because his life is in Allah ta'ala's hands, his sight, hearing, speech, heart, liver, lungs, everything is in Allah ta'ala's hands. Sometimes he is put through a little bit of test to check if he's got that wilayat in him or not. To see how he behaves under difficult conditions. Does he exercise sabr and patience or not? Because it must not be just that everything sweet that comes, then the person hadap, hadap. It's a meaty cheese, hadap, hadap. Or kadwi cheese, thu, thu. It must not be like that, that when Allah Ta'ala gives good health, He gives wealth, He gives prosperity, He gives happiness, He gives good children, then the person, he digests it very quickly. And in fact forgets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he gets all those ni'mats. And when some difficulty comes, when some test comes, when some trial comes, then he starts complaining of Allah ta'ala. Then what kind of muhabbat is that? In muhabbat the person must be able to take both things. So Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said that who is this wali of Allah ta'ala? What kind of sifat does he have? And he gave a very beautiful definition, because that was his hal, it was his condition. And relevant to our times, therefore I mentioned it last week, because it's the July holidays, and all kinds of things are happening on the beachfront, the Vodacom and everything else. So therefore he says, هُوَ الَّذِي يَكُونُ فِي وَجْهِهِ حَيَا. The first thing is that wali has haya in his face. There must be this shame in him, some kind of haya. And this haya is a sifat of a mu'min. If there is no haya, there is no iman. If the person has got no haya, no shame, then there is no iman in that person. Haya is a branch of iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "An iman with sab'una shu'batan afzaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah." The highest branch, the afzal branch, the greatest branch is La ilaha illallah. So we must not think that it's just a branch of Iman. One is to believe in La ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. And then everything that comes with it. So once you believe in none worthy of worship but Allah, then you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his last and final messenger. Because there's no belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without belief in Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and final messenger. گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں. There is a shart of tawheed, belief in oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the ishq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be also in the heart. So those who say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, man qala la ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah, so it's a complete misunderstanding of what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, because the person who is saying la ilaha illallah, then he can only enter Jannat if he believes in Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Khatamun Nabiyyin, as Rahmatul Lil Alameen, because belief in Allah Ta'ala means belief in the Qur'an Sharif also. And the Qur'an Sharif says, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever my Rasul gives to you, accept it. What he stops you from, stay away from it. The Qur'an Sharif says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. One beautiful thing came to my mind suddenly, and that is Abu Zura radiallahu ta'ala, when he was about to pass away, he called all his students, and then he said, or he related the sanad of this hadith, the chain of reporters, so and so heard from so and so, and fulan ibn fulan ibn fulan. And after giving the chain, then he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من قال لا إله إلا الله. He came up to there and his soul departed. They say it looks like the angel said the second part of it, دخل الجنة. With his action he showed that he said لا إله إلا الله. And the other part of it, دخل الجنة, inshallah he got there. So man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did say it, but that does not mean then you do not believe in whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought from Allah ta'ala. Because on whose authority are we saying this? We are saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. So it shows that you have to believe in Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam as the messenger of Allah to believe in what he is saying, that dakhala al-jannah. And again that simple example that when a person is making nikah, then the person who is presiding over the nikah, he tells him, now say, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. I have made nikah to her, I have accepted her in my marriage. Now that is all he has said, I have accepted her in my marriage. Now at the nikah time did he say all the other things? I will give her clothes also, I will give her shelter, I will give her food, and I will take care of her, all the other requirements. He didn't say all that. So now if the wife says, where's the shelter? I say, but I didn't say at the nikah time I'm going to give you shelter also. You go and find your own shelter. The wife says, where's clothing? I say, well, you go and buy your own clothing. I didn't say it. I accepted that also. I only said, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. When she asks for food, say, bring it from your father's house. Why must I give you? I only said, qabiltuha. I only accepted you. So what will somebody say to that person? He'll say, you are a foolish person. When you said nakahtuha, qabiltuha, you accepted everything that came with it. So in the same way, when the person says la ilaha illallah, he has accepted everything that comes with la ilaha illallah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that afzaluha qawlu la ilaha illallah wa adnaha imatatul aza anit tariq. Removing things that cause any kind of obstruction or any kind of pain or injury to any person, to remove that from the way, It is the lowest branch of faith. وَالْحَيَاءُ شَعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Now imagine there, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that that is the lowest branch, where the person removes something that causes an obstruction to anybody, he removes it. Then he has got some iman. Now what about the person who causes the obstruction, who purposely creates a problem for others? We eat a banana, we'll throw the peel anyway. We eat an orange, we'll just throw the peel anyway. Or we'll just park our car anyway, unconcerned whether it causes any obstruction to the neighbors or not. In everything we are unconcerned. Or leaving glass on the ground, smashed glass, or anything else that causes any kind of obstruction to anybody. But that is not my subject. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Al-haya wa shawbatun min al-iman. So haya is also a shawba of iman. Without haya, without shame, there is no iman. So Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he said that the sign of a wali, the first thing is that fi wajhihi haya wa fi aynihi buka wa fi qalbihi safa wa fi yadihi ata. But let's discuss this haya one first. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that many of the statements of the Anbiya of the past, or some of the statements of the Anbiya of the past, the Nabis of the past, the Rasuls of the past, the messengers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who came, some of their statements are still in existence. For example, he said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. Which means this, that if you have got no haya left in you, if you are not going to have any kind of shame in you, then do whatever you wish. After that, that person will become a virtual animal because he's got no haya left. So this haya, it is of different categories. I discussed some of the aspects last week on this saying of Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. But this haya, it has got different categories, or it is for different reasons that a person has haya. The first haya that the person should have, the haya that he should have, the shame that he should have, is that he should be ashamed of committing any kind of sin before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As I mentioned last week, Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, فَإِنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْحَيَا أَنَّ مَوْلَاكَ لَا يَرَاكَ حَيْثُ نَحَاكَ. Allah Ta'ala must not see you in those places that He has forbidden you to be there. It is a shameful thing. It is shameless that a person is seen in such kind of places. Imagine a Muslim who has believed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a prostitute quarters. A person who has got iman and yaqeen in Allah and the akhirat, in jannat, in jahannam, and the person who believes on the day of judgment that even if you get away from your parents and your police and force and everybody else in this world, then there is a day of judgment in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take an account. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will either reward or punish depending on the deeds. So the person who believes in that, then how can he be in a prostitute quarters? How can he be in a disco or a cinema or a theater? He must have some kind of shame and haya that my Allah is watching me because I believed in an all-seeing Allah. Even if there is a tiny little ant, black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, this person believes that Allah Ta'ala is watching the movement of that ant. And he is providing risk and sustenance also to that ant. And he's even hearing the movement of that ant. So you think that Allah who has blessed us with sight, and with our sight and our gazes we can see miles sometimes. The person says, I've got excellent sight, I can see for miles. Now billions of people Allah Ta'ala provided with sight. So do we think that that Allah who has provided us with sight, with which we can see miles, and that Allah is blind? Did our mothers have the power to give us sight? So therefore haya and shame must come, that my Allah is watching me. So where am I? Whenever there's a temptation to be in a haram place, in a disco, cinema, rave club or anywhere, just ask one question, where am I? Is this the place that I would like my death to come? We make dua, oh Allah bless me with that in Madinah Tayyibah. So if death comes in Madinah Tayyibah, the person is extremely happy. If it comes in a masjid, he's extremely happy. If he's reading the Quran Sharif and it comes, he's extremely happy to die in that state. If it comes while making khidmat of his parents, or anyone that is sick and ailing, or anyone that is destitute or poverty stricken, or anyone that is in need, and the person was in assistance of that person and his death came, then will he be ashamed of that? He'll be very happy that at least the public after my death will say that no, the person passed away in a very good state. Or even if he was sleeping, as long as he was not indulging in anything that was haram, there's no shame. People will say after his death, well, he passed away. How did he pass away? He went to bed at night and he never got up. Or he was trying to climb Mount Everest and he went to rest forever. So many people tried to climb Everest and they went to rest forever. So as long as the person was not in any kind of haram, then he will not be ashamed. But will any person like, if he's a Muslim and he's got a little bit of imani light in his heart, a flicker of iman also, will he like that in a prostitute quarters the angel of death must take his soul? Or in a cinema or a disco and people don't die in, angels don't visit those places. So therefore restrain ourselves, have haya and shame from that my death must not come in such kind of places. The person is tempted to commit zina. There's nothing restricting him. He is alone with a beautiful woman. And there's no parents or family members or anybody else that's watching also. But has he shut the door between him and Allah Ta'ala? So that Allah who gave him that strength in his body, where is he using that strength? If Allah Ta'ala had paralyzed him, would he have been able to do what he is doing? So shaitan is fooling us, is giving us chloroform. We are unable to think. Our senses are dulled and dimmed. Like when a person is given a chloroform, then you chip and chop and slice and cut, and the person doesn't feel any kind of pain. But when he recovers, then he realizes how much of cuts and wounds are on his body, and how much of pain. So let us not be negligent. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de must ask Allah Ta'ala, pray to him, beg of him. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ask Allah to change. Allah Ta'ala has given man intelligence to bypass and to give and make transplant of hearts. So ask Allah Ta'ala to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Because it's hirs, it's greed that's taking us to all these places. The person has got millions himself, what is the need to go to the casino? And we talk about socio-economic conditions. So there the person, if he's got a little bit of intelligence, he'll say that his economic condition, if it is bad, then that casino will take away what little he's got also. Then he should not even go anywhere near there. If we say that he is trying to make some earning through the casino or through some gambling den, then where is his aqal? Because he says his condition is very bad. He's just got a few rands left. Now he's got absolutely no knowledge whether he will win or he will lose. So what little he's got, that will also go. So even then it is not intelligence. So fi wajhihi haya. Person must have haya. Another haya what we have is haya-e taqsiri, that the haya comes in the person, his shame comes into him, that he is unable to do justice. This is such a subject, I can go on and on, but let us just try and see what we can cover today with Allah Ta'ala's fazal. So haya-e taqsiri, that the person is ashamed that he cannot do justice to that responsibility and that obligation that he has taken. As believers, we have an obligation, we have a duty towards Allah Ta'ala, towards His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have obligations towards our parents, our children, our wives, our neighbors. There's so many different obligations. Now the person makes an effort, but he feels ashamed. He's ashamed. He says, oh Allah, I cannot do justice. My ibadat is lifeless. There's no soul in it. As I mentioned the other night, that if you go to the museum, then there you will see elephants and lions and tigers. But they are stuffed with sawdust. It's just the skin. And inside it is nothing but sawdust and filled up. And there they write, please don't touch. So I say, have you seen any lion in a park, in the Kruger National Park, that it's written there on its forehead, please don't touch? Why? Because that lion has got spirit, it's got soul, it's got force. One roar is sufficient to shake our livers up. So where would a person even go near it? And here they have to put their please don't touch, because there's no life, it's lifeless. No soul, no spirit. Our namazes have become like that. Our zikr, our tilawat, our dini khidmat and activities. But of course, again, don't lose hope and don't become mayus and don't despair and say that now we must give it up because we don't have any life. If a person is very sick, our beloved child is very sick, we don't say that now he's very sick, so let him just die now. We will say, give some injection, give some medication, give some drip, give something, but try and put some life into this child. So like that, if our namaz, roza, zakat, hajj have become lifeless, then give some drip, give some injection, give some ruhani medication and bring life into it. Go into the sohbat of the Ahlullah and bring life into it. Why allow it to die? Uske andar jaan paida karo. Usko kyun marne do? So don't give it up, but at the same time, don't be satisfied. So taqseer, whatever qusur there is in our ibadat, in our zikr, in our tilawat, then we make a'tiraf of qusur. We admit, we acknowledge before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we haven't done justice. So that haya comes into the person's heart. He's ashamed that I haven't been able to do justice. That Allah of mine who has blessed me with so much of ni'mat, so much of bounties. And look at my ibadat. There's so much of weakness, so much of shortcoming. So this haya. This haya is a thing that restrains a person from haram. If a person has got kurta, he's got a beard, he's got a topi, and if he's still standing in a queue at the cinema, or at the disco, or at the rave club, then there is something seriously wrong with that person. He should look at his clothes at least and think, where am I? So the qusur, that the person makes a'tiraf of that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He's so loving, so loving, so merciful, so kind, so forgiving, so compassionate. He just wants us to make a'tiraf of our qusur, to admit, to acknowledge, to bow down before Him, cry and say that indeed we are sinful servants of Yours, O Allah, forgive us. And then make the effort to reform and change and see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the person progress in life.
کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے کبھی طاعتوں کا سرور ہے کبھی اعتراف قصور ہے ہے ملک کو جس کی نہیں خبر وہ حضور میرا حضور ہے
Sometimes I begin to get enjoyment in my عبادت, in my ذکر, in my تلاوت, in my خدمت and service to mankind. And I make shukr over that to my Allah. And sometimes when I look at my weakness and my shortcomings and my sins and my faults, then I make a'tiraf of my qusur before Allah. I make tawbah. I shed tears of repentance. And then that tawbah takes me from the farsh to the arsh. It's such a speedy transport that here the banda makes tawbah and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that At-ta'ibu habibullah. He has become habib of Allah tabaraka. So these programs will be laid out, but let us have some haya and some shame. Let us not be seen sitting there with our eyes glued to that filth that is being laid out before us. It is not going to bring any kind of sukoon in our hearts. Those women in their beach costumes and playing volleyball and all other kinds of things that they advertise in the newspapers that's going to happen on the beachfront. Now that person, that young person who is going to be watching, what is he going to be doing to his heart? Tell him to check inside his heart what is happening. He says, my heart is clean. Can his heart be clean? I'm just watching some sport. My heart is clean. Can his heart be clean watching such kind of sport? He's burning his own heart. He's blackening his heart. That noor and the light vanishes from that heart. And then he is tempted to go and commit the actual zina after that. There are so many cases that we are handling now where they say, my husband was involved with this prostitute, my husband was caught here, and my husband was seen there, and my husband was caught with that escort agency, and I picked up his this thing from the accounts, and I saw from his credit card that he made payments to the escort agencies. So who are we going to fool? Even we are getting caught in this world and suffering embarrassment, disgrace, humiliation. The family comes to know it's embarrassment. And then so many of them are leaving the messages on their cell phones. Or their computers are giving them up. Or their photographs are betraying them. So even if we are trying to hide in this world, we cannot seem to hide. When Allah Ta'ala decides to bring embarrassment, shame, or humiliation and disgrace, when the person is obstinate and persistent in his sins, then no force in the world can prevent Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from doing so. So let us not test the might of Allah Ta'ala. Stay away from those places for a few days. What will be? Go to so many other places there are where we can take the family, where we can go and have a good picnic and we can enjoy ourselves within the parameters of Sharia. What is the need to go to those places where Allah Ta'ala's ghazab, wrath and anger is descending? So that is another category of haya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us haya, must give us shame. It is that haya and that shame that must make that parent think that where am I taking my children? Today if I am going to take them to the casino and tell them that we are just going for a visit, and then you give them a 50 cents or a 1 rand and say, well, just for the fun of it, just you can play on those machines. Then today he's going to play for the fun of it. Tomorrow he'll become a habitual gambler. Then we will hold our heads and we'll cry and we'll shed tears of blood too, but it'll be too late. The person will say, I'm addicted now. Let us take our responsibilities a little more seriously. Too much of talk. How much are we going to talk? Let that come into the heart now. Let the condition of our hearts change. And wallah, when our heart changes, Allah Ta'ala will not deprive us of happiness. He will not deprive us of joy. He will not deprive us of great bounties, because Allah Ta'ala will now become pleased. And he will make that heart his maskan. Allah Ta'ala will now give sukoon in that heart. That restlessness will go. Those anxieties, that will disappear. There will still be pain in the body. There will be some worries that the person has about his business, this, that. But still, inside the heart, there will be an ocean of noor. And there will be sukoon that the person will enjoy. The kings also don't know what the Allah Wallahs enjoy in their hearts. And I keep on saying that this is not a fantasy world that I'm talking about. It's a reality, it's a haqiqat. If we don't have it, it's our qusur. Allah Wallahs have it. So haya is a very important branch of faith. The time has expired and I conclude with dua. Of course, there are other categories also. If Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, in a fortnight's time we'll discuss. But the thing is that let us, for the time being during this holiday, stay away from those areas of sins. Ghazab of Allah Ta'ala can come suddenly. We have heard of what happened in Turkey and what happened here and there and everywhere. How suddenly the buildings vanished from the surface of the earth. Huge hotels sank into the ground. People who were committing adultery in those hotels died in the state of adultery. Within seconds, disaster strike. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove our difficulties, hardships and problems. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala remove the trials and the tests and the problems of the people of Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir and all parts of the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbi. This is the hadith of Abu Zura that I was narrated. As the Abu Zura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gathered his students and he said, "Man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah." The person whose last statement, the last kalam of his, the last words are la ilaha illallah, and he passed away. The words after that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the person whose last statement is la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. So his last words were La ilaha illallah. After that he passed away. So inshallah dakhala al-jannah. Allah Ta'ala will enter him into paradise.